This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. With a month to go before Inauguration Day, President-elect Joe Biden said he told U.S. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, although they disagree on, quote, a lot of things, there are things we can work together on, end quote. Biden made the statement during a phone call he initiated Tuesday. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president. President-elect Biden has tapped several old Washington hands to be key parts of his incoming administration, but his latest appointment would add a fresh face. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he's nominating Pete Buttigieg to be transportation secretary. He's 38 and would be the first openly gay person the Senate confirms to a cabinet post. Buttigieg was South Bend, Indiana's mayor before becoming the Democratic primary's darling, sharing an Iowa caucuses win before dropping out and backing Biden, who calls him a patriot who speaks to the best of who we are as a nation. Biden's also expected today to announce former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as energy secretary, where she would help execute Biden's ambitious climate plan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Both appointments require Senate confirmation. In a new report, British lawmakers urge Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They're also calling for tougher relations with Tehran. Parliament's watchdog Foreign Affairs Committee says the deal to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program is now a shell of